For the first time in Georgia's history, a major public company held a virtual annual meeting. The meeting was only available online, in audio, not even video, and not one shareholder asked a question. It leaves the impression that a company has something to hide, or that a CEO does not want to meet shareholders face to face. It's not a good idea, folks. Last year, 53 companies went to online-only meetings. That's twice as many as in 2011. But there has been a backlash. Angry shareholders forced Intel to abandon its online-only format in 2009, so it went back to a hybrid meeting. A hybrid is having a meeting where people can show up in person or can participate online. More than 500 U.S. companies are holding hybrid annual meetings, including several in Atlanta, like Coca-Cola. I'm one of those strange people who enjoys going to annual meetings. It's an opportunity for me to see the diversity on a company's board and its top management. They let me see how executives interact with shareholders and employees and the public. In short, they tell me a great deal about a company's culture, and that cannot be captured virtually. NCR's been in the news. It's moving its corporate headquarters from Gwinnett to Midtown. It's considering options to sell part or all of the company. So at next year's annual meeting, NCR should welcome its shareholders, both online and in person. It's a smart thing to do.